Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, our firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And don't forget, you can listen to the radio show over there. If you can't hear us any other way, go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and there's a stream right there. You can hear us right now, live and in living color. All right. Joining us, hour number two, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, going to start out talking again about the money, because the new relief checks bill from Senator Mitch McConnell, which boosts the aid amounts from $600 to $2,000, is also leaving the Democrats just chopping at the bit, because while they're going to increase the payments, that's what the proposal is, Trump's priorities, including probing allegations of election fraud and diminishing liability protections for social media platforms under what's called the repeal of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, has got the Democrats just reeling over that one, because Chuckie Schumer said that they aren't going to support it. Well, all right, there's enough Republicans, if they all vote for this, and we'll see, if they all vote for this, all the Republicans, guess what? It'll pass.
Yeah, well, right. And quite frankly, the Democrats should welcome the idea that once and for all of these ridiculous notions of election fraud could really be put to rest.
Could be solved.
Exactly. And then everybody could move forward together. But Captain, they're not going to want to agree to that.
No, because according to them, there was no fraud.
Well, exactly. Yeah, there was no fraud. It's kind of ridiculous. But it does show, again, exactly where they're coming from.
And this guy out of Pennsylvania, this New Jersey Representative Bill Pascrell Jr., who I've seen on TV a number of times, I don't care for him. He's like looking at a rat, okay? He says, well, all they want to do is block you from getting the $2,000 that Mitch McConnell is demanding, a commission to spew lies about the election, why Trump lost, and attack democracy. This is a GD disgrace. The depravity of Republican leaders has no bottom. Yeah? How about his bottom?
Well, what about the people who are hitting bottom? because the Democrats, led by Chuckie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, didn't want to render aid to the American people because of this virus event that happened. Whether it was deliberate or whether it was an accident, that's a story for another time, I know.
Yep.
But the end result's the same. It's the end result is like a virus attack in the sense that it shut down the economy, it's killed people, it has done all these things, and the American people need aid, and Nancy and Chuck didn't want them to have it because they thought beating Trump was more important than the people.
Now, there's a lot of betting being done on Vice President Pence ruling a certain way, but Vice President Pence disagreed with Congressman Louie Gohmert from Texas on the Electoral College results before the lawsuit came forward that Louie Gohmert brought against the vice president. Tell us about that one.
Well, Captain, you're right. Representative Louie Gohmert, he's from District Number 1, by the way, in Texas. He's arguing through this suit, basically, that Mike Pence, Vice President Pence, should be able to select the competing slates of electors that were chosen by Republican-led state legislatures in places like Michigan or Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia, and be able to set the others aside and accept the alternates, is what my understanding is. Now, they've evidently had a meeting before all this really started up with the vice president's lawyers or his people, basically, and they did not come to that kind of agreement there. So Gohmert is trying to force the vice president now to respond to his lawsuit, again, with this idea that somehow on January the 6th, the vice president could simply say, these are the electors that we're accepting, and Donald Trump wins. So whether or not that's going to see the light of day, we just don't know yet, but don't bank on it.
Well, in my humble opinion, Mike Pence, who is a very honest and honorable guy, is not going to go against any established principles that are out there. This is uncharted territory, and I don't see him doing it. That's my opinion.
Well, I don't see him doing it either. One of the things,
and we had this conversation about 2 weeks ago, remember?
Well, that's right. Well, one of the things that has been a through line with this, Captain, of course, is that what happens if there is a maneuver that does hand President Trump the victory, quote unquote, what happens in the streets after that? I think this is what officials...
That's what they're all afraid of. Nobody wants to be the person that sparks what could be riots in the street, not by Republicans,
right,
but by Democrats.
Well, exactly. And this is where it's a very sad commentary.
And Antifa and Black Lives Matter, that's who they believe is going to blow up.
Well, that's right. It's a sad commentary on where we are, if thuggery is going to determine the future.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, folks, very quickly, the Proud Boys yesterday, they were going to be going to a protest in Washington, D.C., and they had motel rooms all set aside, and the motel said, or hotel rooms, rather, and the hotel said, nope, not in our hotel. So that happened yesterday, too. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa, don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. This portion of the Captain's America coming up, my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hour number two, brought to you by the Auto Glass America folks. Now, in the times in which we're currently living in, somebody's got to give you a break. And guess what? With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced. Place when you tell them, I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, Gainesville, Ocala, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is, right on cue. All righty. Jason Miller, who is a senior advisor to the president, correct?
Right.
Yesterday said on television, Newsmax TV to be specific, he said, we want to present specific evidence January 6th to the Congress. Okay, well, I'll go with that.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's obviously what they want to do.
And again, just like we were talking before, Captain, about what we know now in Pennsylvania, if we just look at the math, for goodness sakes, it seems pretty compelling. So again, hopefully he'll get the chance to do that.
But will a court hear it? Will a judge hear it? Will a state legislature hear it? Well, and by the way, this was a state representative in Pennsylvania that brought this out yesterday, not a congressman. Will Congress hear it? I guess we'll have to wait and find out, won't we?
We will wait and find out, but in terms of the courts...
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah, exactly. They just seem to have made it loud and clear. Even the Supreme Court seems to have made it clear that they're not wading into this.
Right. And Attorney Jenna Ellis, who works with Rudy Giuliani as the president's attorney, said that the president, in her opinion, has been denied due process. Well, to a large degree, that's true.
Yes. Yeah, well, of course. Because, again, it's not like they're coming in with these cockamamie theories. They're coming in with affidavits. They've got video evidence. And whether or not is what's showing on the video, well, that's part of the evidence. The court gets to evaluate.
Well,
this
it's evidence, but it's still unfounded because nobody will see it.
Well, exactly.
And while we, the people, are seeing it, it's being tried in the public court of opinion. It means nothing if they can't get a court or a judge to hear the case and see the evidence, or a legislature, state legislature, or Congress. If they can't do it, it doesn't mean a thing.
Well, right. But here's the thing. We spent some 3 years with the Mueller investigation going over all these things that were shown to be.
It was Russia.
It was Russia. But it had a hearing in that sense. And, of course, it turned out to be fake. But the idea is that this, as I said, you've got affidavits, you've got eyewitness testimony. All these things are very compelling, which would likely bring any other case before a judge in the universe, and this one doesn't.
And the Russia with Trump was actually China with Biden and the Democrats, Swalwell and company, China. And they were diverting from themselves, and they created quite a diversion, didn't they?
Well, absolutely. That's part of the PSYOP stuff that you do.
Exactly. And we know what that is. Okay. Now, the president's also asking the Supreme Court to review the Wisconsin court challenge he's got. Don't know where that's going to go because it's already made it up to one court level and got kicked back to the state level.
Right. Exactly. I think it's all part of that same thing that's baked into all of this now. Yeah.
And Dick Morris came out and made a statement yesterday that he's standing on. He said President Trump is a lock for the 2024 GOP nomination. Well, I suppose that would be if he wants it, because after all of this, he may not and may actually have another member of his family run for the office. Or perhaps it might be one of the people that ran this past year, one of those candidates. The name that comes to mind to me is Ted Cruz.
Yeah, very possible. But I do think the following is true, though, and that is that I don't think that if the GOP goes back to the same old kind of a, lack of a better expression, garden variety politician coming up to get the nomination, it won't have the same dynamism, kind of thing that Trump does.
Now, here's the other problem that we face today. If the Senate doesn't do something about the $2,000 stimulus checks and it's attached to what we've already talked about, guess what's going to happen?
Well, they're going to lose Georgia all right out.
Well, something else. The government's going to shut down.
And the government's going to shut down.
And that's not good. It's never good. And, of course, the other thing is that if McConnell keeps klutzing around here and they don't do something with those payments, now we know the $600 checks are coming out. They did that as an act of faith, I suppose, to say, well, look, we gave you something or whatever. I'm sure that's what the thought is. But it's not the $2,000 checks that we know that were approved over the weekend by the House of Representatives, or not the weekend, Monday. And we certainly don't know what's going to happen next year, but I'm telling you, I hear from so many people in Georgia and so many people around the world, the country, every day about this money. They want this money, and they've already got it spent, these people, because they need it.
They do. And
many of them.
Well, exactly. And quite frankly, the president has been calling for this, very, very loudly. it is really a time for the GOP to present a united front. And because, again, they will be judged on this idea that only a $600 went out when it really
yes.
could have been $2,000. And it will just be a political, a terrible thing for them. Absolutely.
Yeah, and by the way, there's some good news for the folks that are on unemployment. The jobless benefits will not lapse after this delay in getting this put back through again. They will still get their checks just like as if they were supposed to.
Well, exactly, and as they should at this point. Again, you know, we're trying to keep people their head above water. We're trying to keep people from losing their business, losing their home, losing their property, and losing their dignity. This is horrible what has been done to us, and we've got to be able to help our neighbor.
And like it or not, the NDAA, the National Defense Bill, the budget is going to be vetoed. The president's veto is going to be overridden. Already was by the House, will be by the Senate, and it will become the budget and the law of the land for this coming year, like it or not, because that's just the way it's going to come down. First time the president has had a veto, right?
Exactly right. So it's a mixed bag to some degree in terms of President Trump's successes, but I do think, Captain, that this is very close to his heart about the $2,000 payments, because that means a family of four would get about $5,200, and that would just go so far to helping people. But then again, what's really on the tail end of this, as we mentioned yesterday on the program as well, it's getting the economy going, and a President Biden has got to be able to do that. We can't simply wallow in the "we're never going to get back to normal" kind of a problem, because you can't just keep giving stimulus checks. People have to be able to get back to work, earn a living, and feed their families. That's the priority a Biden administration should have.
Yep.
We'll see if they do it.
And for our folks up in Colorado, we're going to get into this conversation here about what's happened to you up there with an intentional attack on your gas services, so that thousands of you up there in the Aspen, Colorado area have no heat with temperatures that have dropped down to zero and below. It's just how terrible that is, that somebody would intentionally do something like that. And we'll get into all that, and we'll explain what we know here after the break coming up. But in the meantime, the Wuhan COVID caseload in China may have in fact been 10 times higher than originally reported. We just found that out yesterday.
Yeah, I would not be surprised about that. I don't think anybody's really trusted the numbers coming out of China to begin with, because of the situation there. But as more information comes out, yes, it's really staggering and very sad how many people have really been affected all throughout China with this virus.
Yeah, and here we go again. Dr. Fauci yesterday said, well, we can assume the pandemic will get much worse in January with the colder weather.
Well, that's right. And that, plus coming off of the holidays, Christmas gatherings, and so on and so forth. And, of course, Joe Biden, the Biden administration, it's more long, dark days ahead. And, oh, my goodness, you know, this is not inspiring at all.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we will get into what happened in Aspen, Colorado, with the intentional attack on the natural gas services up there at one of the coldest times of the year for those folks. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate will try to vote on Wednesday to override President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act. Senate Democrats may try to block that vote to force another vote on $2,000 stimulus checks, even if they agree with passing the NDAA. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that in the end, his chamber will put their differences aside and pass the important defense bill.
Not once in six decades has a Congress let its differences prevent it from completing this work for our national security and our men and women who wear the uniform. This year's NDAA will continue our momentum in rebuilding and modernizing our armed forces. It will authorize the personnel, equipment, tools, and training we need to reinforce the national defense strategy and to deter great power rivals like China and Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this segment is brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, if you need an attorney and you've been hurt in an auto accident or whatnot, they've got offices in Florida and Georgia all across. And guess what? They can help you out, and here's more about them. Injured in an accident and need a lawyer? The last thing you deserve is being put on hold or having a law firm robot answer and assign you a number. Farrah and Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. From the moment you call, you'll be connected with an actual person, ready to listen and help. Their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under and will make themselves available to you 24/7. Also, if Farrah and Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah and Farrah. Let them push back. Visit FarrahandFarrah.com. And don't forget their telephone number. It's a 24-hour number. Is 877-245-6707. That's 877-245-6707. 248-245-6707. Give them a call with any questions you have. If you've been hurt, however the situation may be as to how you got hurt, doesn't matter if it's an occupational injury or just something you did out on the sidewalk or whatever. But 877-245-6707. Farah and Farah. Now you spell Farah, F-A-R-A-H. F-A-R-A-H. BaronFarrow.com, 877-245-6707. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had a situation where thousands of residents in Aspen, Colorado, are without heat after what authorities said was an intentional attack on a local gas service. You go ahead and explain more.
Well, that's right, Captain. Aspen Police Department, they are asking anyone with information about the vandalism that occurred there to the gas service, call the following number, 970-920-5400. That's 970-920-5400. And they, of course, have had at least, I think, two different areas where this vandalism occurred. They do have a set of footprints, they say, and they have a photo of somebody who scrawled the term Earth First on part of the piping there where the vandalism occurred.
So this is one of the greenies?
Well, the actual group Earth First hasn't claimed responsibility. They haven't said anything as far as I'm aware of, but this is what they found at the scene. So they've affected about 3,500 customers in the Aspen area. They were working to try to distribute about 4,000 individual small heaters to try to help people, and they brought in people from out of state, contractors from out of state, Captain, to try to work to get the service repaired. They also have to pressure test the piping, we understand, and then they have to go to these different homes and establishments and relight the gas. They're saying they don't want people to try to do that themselves because there are dangers involved, and so again, they're trying to get to everybody. If they say if nobody's home, they will leave a message on the door to schedule that, but this is a felony offense. And it has put people at risk because of the low temperatures there, Captain. It's a heinous, heinous thing to do to people at this time of year when heat is life.
Well, that's true, because last night when this happened, it was 2 degrees above zero.
Right.
Right now, it's 7 degrees above zero, and it's predicted to drop down even lower. The high is only supposed to go up to about 24 or 25 degrees, and there is a bit of a wind out of the west, not much of a wind, but still, these people, no heat. Are you kidding me? I hope there's many places that have fireplaces or people where they can, places where they can get in. I'm sure they've got some sort of shelters.
Right. Well, the Pimpkin County Sheriff, it looks like they were trying to distribute these small heaters and asking that only one per household be taken, obviously. But they're, you know, it's all hands on deck. They're trying to do everything they can to make sure people can survive. I mean, that's the long and the short of this.
And if they catch the person or persons that did this, you know what they ought to do with them?
What's that?
Put them in the back of an ice cream truck.
Close
the doors.
Yeah, it is a felony. I mean, they'll throw the book at them for sure.
Well, they need to do more than throw the book at them. They need to put them in one of the coldest places you can think of. Let them, because these people are suffering. I mean, this is not funny.
No, it's not. It's a very, very serious crime.
All right, now, a little something here, folks. There's one big question still outstanding from our recent election, and that question is, who will control the United States Senate, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, yeah.
And there are two races in Georgia which will decide control of the Senate for at least 2 years, maybe longer. Now, in one of those races, the contest is between Kelly Loeffler and Dr. Raphael Warnock, a, quote, minister. I use that term, quote, for a reason. Because in the race, you're looking at something that's unprecedented in the state of Georgia. And by unprecedented, what I'm talking about is you have an individual, when it comes to the question of abortion, who is one of the most radical candidates to run not only in the South, but anywhere in recent American history. And that's Dr. Raphael Warnock. Now, the question is, Do the voters in Georgia actually recognize this? And how about the fact that the majority of the money that he's getting for his campaign, Kyle, is coming from where?
I think California, first of
all.
Yeah,
the movie stars in California.
Yep.
So, we're going to find out. We're going to find out January the 5th. Now is the time for the voters of Georgia to wake up and understand what's going on. The entire nation is watching you, and you need to do the right thing. And the right thing is not to take your state and our country down the road of socialism. Because for all the people that have guns in Georgia that love that open carry where you can walk down the street with a gun strapped to your hip, that's one of the first things you're going to see go under a Biden administration, along with the quote, end of quote, assault weapons.
Well, right, yeah, that's, of course, that would be presumably Beto O'Rourke's job to try to come and get everybody.
But Kamala Harris has come out and publicly said it, even though Biden has said, well, I don't want your gun. No. Yeah, right, sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the whole thing doesn't. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I got something else for you. Burgess Owens, you know who he is, right?
I believe so, right? Yes.
Okay. He said that Joe Biden is merely a shell, that's S-H-E-L-L, a shell of the person he really was 40 years ago. And you can see that by the way he carries himself.
Well, yeah, we've seen for some time that Joe Biden has been in severe decline in terms of his health, his robustness. And you're right. If you look at a film or video now of Joe Biden 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 8 years ago, I mean, it's a very different fellow than what we're seeing these days, and unfortunately he seems to be suffering from something, but the question is, how much does that impact? Now, having said that, you know, Captain, we don't want our country to appear weak to geopolitical foes or anybody who would come against the United States or our allies. And we don't want that perception at all. But unfortunately, we're seeing some very disturbing things.
What kind of personality would you say Joe Biden has? Would you say he's kind of he appears to be happy-go-lucky on the outside, kind of a nice guy persona?
That's his persona, right.
Okay. Have you ever seen him get mad?
I've heard the story.
It's kind of like, you tell me, and I couldn't do that. It's one of those wah-wah baby girl type things, you know, that's what he sounds like. But do you think his personality is going to be enough to handle a strong Russia or a strong China? Do you think they're going to laugh at him? I do.
Well, I do think, I mean, just contrasting with a President Trump or even a President Bush or even a President Clinton, for example, it doesn't seem like it's going to go well in that sense. I hope that I'm wrong, but when we've seen Joe Biden, you know, call people a lying dog-faced pony soldier or a one-horse pony, whatever that is, it seems that, his buttons can get pushed.
Okay. The 5 riskiest states for travel in the United States because of the coronavirus are Tennessee, number 1, Rhode Island, number 2, Arizona, number 3, Indiana, number 4, California, number 5. I would have thought California would have been at the top of the list.
Would be number 1. Well, you know, Captain, the governor just extended the stay-at-home orders, presumably for 3 weeks, but really indefinitely based on ICU bed ratios in different areas. It's not good in California.
And the reason Tennessee's number 1 is because they have 128.3 new cases per 100,000 people, and their state's positive test rate is 18.1%, when that rate should be under 5%.
Wow.
They've got the highest number so far in the country for whatever strange reason. All right, hold that thought, folks. Coming right back with our second driver's report, highway and byway report. Don't go nowhere. We'll take a look and see if the weather has changed. I shall return. Be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next.
With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we appreciate her doing that for us as we tell you this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Tell them you heard me, the Captain, talking about them on my radio show. To stop on by, get yourself a free cup of coffee, and guess what? That's exactly what you get. And then consider joining the Drivers Club, where you can get points for the fuel that you buy at the pumps, for the food that you buy in a restaurant, or for the supplies you buy in the trucker store. And a little bit more about some money. Here we go. We'll be right back. righty, that's AC/DC. That song is called Money Shot. We're keeping a money angle going up here tonight because of what's going on in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix. Did I have you tapping your toes on that one?
No, absolutely. That's a great AC/DC track.
All right. Well, don't forget Pilot Flying J bringing the Trucker's Highway by report. Now, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to give it to Kyle, because we've had some changes in the weather from last hour to this hour. It never fails. A storm system and trailing cold front will shift from the southern plains to the Great Lakes overnight into Wednesday and Thursday, as areas of heavy snow and ice will be found from West Texas into the Great Lakes, while heavy rain and severe thunderstorms are forecast from East Texas into the mid-Mississippi Valley, especially along I-20. And in the northwest, the first of several storm systems will bring heavy rain and mountain snow. And guess what? Upstate New York, I-81, from the Pennsylvania line all the way to, oh gosh, the Thousand Islands Bridge. It's snowing, and there's quite a bit of snow to contend with tonight there. So, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, up in the area of northern Idaho and northern Washington, this is in the Coeur d'Alene and Spokane area, we got a winter weather advisory there, winter storm warning as well in those areas as well, with moderate to heavy snow all on Wednesday through Wednesday night. Now in Spokane right now, it looks like they've got snow showers, 28 degrees. It's 25 in Coeur d'Alene. And, of course, up there on 4th of July Pass, we've got reports of icy patches, and look out for a mix of rain and snow, of course. And all along I-90, Captain, you may run into having to have chains in those mountainous areas.
Yep.
And so be very, very careful if you are trucking through there or having to travel through there for any reason. Also, winter weather advisories through the state of Washington and Oregon. We're seeing rain in Seattle, rain in Portland, of course. Also, we've got a dense fog advisory. This is in the Central Valley of California along California 99 and Interstate 5. This is south of Modesto all the way down to Bakersfield. So obviously be very careful as well. Avalanche warning in the state of Colorado tonight, and this is going to be in the Grand Junction, of course, Aspen area, which we were talking about just a little while ago, and that extends all the way down to the New Mexico border. And in southern New Mexico, winter weather advisory, and this is going to be in the just east of the Las Cruces area.
Yeah, Ruidoso.
Ruidoso and east of Fort Bliss. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, east of El Paso, coming across I-10, you're going to have some winter weather as you climb up the elevation to get out there to go east in Texas, east of El Paso. You've got winter weather conditions all the way down to the Mexican border, all the way over to Fort Stockton, and then I-20, I-10, the junction there over towards Midland. You've got some winter weather driving conditions there, just enough to make it miserable. Probably going to have some sleet, freezing rain, some ice on the roads up towards Lubbock. Up in the western part, central western part of Oklahoma tonight, you have got snow, winter conditions up towards the central part of Kansas as well. So coming out of Oklahoma on I-35 going north, you're going to have snow to contend with. Also, east of Amarillo going towards Oklahoma City now. It's gone just about that far. You're going to have some winter driving conditions there. Now, let me go up into the eastern part of North Dakota. For the second night in a row, I-29 all the way from Fargo to Minot, you've got snow and you've got some winter driving conditions in the area, nothing that you folks can't handle. Now, the central part of Minnesota, on up the northwestern corner of Minnesota, you've got a general snow mixture there. South of the Twin Cities, it looks like there may be some sleet, some freezing rain in the works right now there, possibly some snow coming. That carries over on I-94 into Wisconsin, but to the north of Wisconsin, up into the entire panhandle of Michigan, you've got snow, winter driving conditions. That snow continues on down to the southern part of Wisconsin, south of Madison, south of Milwaukee, winter storm warning there. Eastern part of Iowa, winter storm warning there. General snow in the central part and western part of Wyoming. Northern part of Missouri right now, just north of Columbia, you've got a winter storm warning there. Going across Illinois, Chicago, north to Chicago, winter storm warning all the way out towards I-90 to the Wisconsin line, I-80 all the way out to Iowa, and going across I-90, I-94, into Michigan. All of Michigan's got snow coming down tonight. You've also got more snow in the works across I-90. In the northern part of Indiana and over towards Toledo. And then this is not lake effect, folks. This is just regular snow because of the way the wind's blowing. All the way up I-81 from the Pennsylvania line, I-81 Binghamton, all the way to the Thousand Islands Bridge. When you get up around the Tug Hill Plateau, 13 inches of snow tonight and still snowing. And also in the Adirondacks, across I-90 from Syracuse to Utica, and going up out of Binghamton, if you're going up Utica, that-a-way on New York Route 12. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him. And now we move right on over to FoundersCode.com. That would be none other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her great articles. What happened in Aspen, Colorado?
I don't know.
They have had a natural gas line and system that has been hacked into. And they have no natural gas to provide heat for the people. When this started last night, it was 2 degrees above zero. Right now it's 7. It's going to be somewhere around 1 by daylight, and it's still going on. Thank you very much, whoever did that.
I know that there is an outage.
It's more than an outage.
Well, I mean, that's what it's called.
It's an intentional attack on the gas services by somebody.
Okay. I know that there are, I think, 3,500 customers that were affected. And I don't know, and there was some kind of a declaration of an emergency, but I do not know about the intentional part.
Yeah, it's there in the story. I'm looking at it right now. Intentional attack brought on the gas services, and they're trying to figure out how they got into it, what they did, but apparently somebody, again, and you never know with these computer services and systems what they can and can't do. All right, hold that mm-hmm. thought. When they hold that, there, yeah, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we're going to talk about these checks and this money and what's going to go where and when you might be able to see it and expect it, because a lot of people are still asking questions. They don't understand what's going on and how come $600 is being sent to them when they were told they were going to get $2,000 over the weekend. Well, it's because that's what they agreed on. So they're sending out what they agreed on first. You may get more, you may not. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.